Right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. Here it is, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So if you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So let's go through the top stories here. Of course, it is Friday, so we got a lot of fun things that we go over on Fridays, like our weekend movie preview. We got this week in science and much more. Getting started here, though, I did see this. President Biden now joining with President Zelensky of Ukraine in warning of a growing nuclear risk. And President Zelensky has also criticized Russia for using drone attacks now against their country. You know, they've heard about these drones being used. They got them from Iran, apparently. And so he's criticizing that and growing nuclear threat. Well, President Biden basically joining in on that warning of a growing nuclear risk. Now, President Zelensky basically says that the world must act now to stop Russia's nuclear threat. And basically Russia took that as a, you need to have a preemptive strike against Russia. Ukraine has come out and said, no, that's not what that meant. That's misinterpreted. It doesn't mean to preemptively strike Ukraine. Russia with a nuclear, some sort of nuclear threat. All right. U.S. has sanctioned companies and the people of North Korea for their petroleum smuggling. They've also targeted North Korea's weapons network in their sanctions as well. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And it also included some companies in Singapore and the Marshall Islands. The leader of Belarus has gifted Vladimir Putin a big gift on his 70th birthday, a tractor. That's right. He gave him a tractor for his 70th birthday. The Dow dropped 600 points today. NASDAQ closed 3% lower as rates popped up after the September jobs report, which we'll go over at the beginning of next hour, the jobs report. On New York City's Union Square subway station, apparently somebody used pepper spray in the subway. They ended up having to suspend 8 subway lines because people were left coughing. They couldn't speak. They couldn't see. Yeah, just terrible right there. Somebody using pepper spray on the train right there as well. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Then I got a couple other stories here for you.
We are seeing some slight slowdowns on Davis Highway as you are moving northbound at Copter Road. We have an accident at that intersection. Nothing too bad, but again, you'll see some slight slowdowns at the intersection. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 29. See something else? Just give me a call. 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
There are early signs of a COVID surge in both Europe and in the United States. It's just got enough that experts are just paying attention to it, not enough to like try to come up with new sanctions or new regulations or anything like that, but enough to just kind of like, okay, we're keeping an eye on this one right here. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has now declared a state of an emergency over the influx of migrants coming to the city of New York. And so we, same thing we saw with Washington, D.C.'s mayor doing that recently. He's joined in along that as well. Then ransomware attack has delayed patient care at hospitals all across the United States. Mercy One has a lot of places that they have around the nation, and they've had their online scheduling has been completely canceled after a nationwide cyber attack. CHI Healthcare has been attacked as well. So they're describing it as an unprecedented hospital system hack that's disrupting healthcare services. So if you're going to the doctor and it seems like things are a little bit going a little slow, it might be because of that. Easter Island. There was an Easter Island fire that has damaged, it's at least charred, the big statues that they have on Easter Island. Now they suspect it was arson. Oh, boy. And there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending news with David Wayne on the newsroom. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for joining us. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 30 minutes. We got your weekend movie preview. There are a couple of new movies out in the theater, one for families and one not so much, but it looks like a fun movie. And a couple streaming options as well. We'll talk about some movie news and much more. I'll come at the beginning for our weekend movie preview in about 30 minutes. And also coming up here in about a little less than 10 minutes, we have the top Halloween candies, according to experts. According to experts. So we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit less than 10 minutes. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, the White House today being questioned on President Biden's remarks about the possibility of nuclear Armageddon. The president made that remark yesterday when he was talking about Vladimir Putin possibly using nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says America's nuclear posture hasn't changed and says there's no indications that Russia will use the nuclear weapons. In his remarks, Biden said, quote, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." Mm-hmm. The number of insurance claims related to Hurricane Ian now continuing to rise.
The latest numbers from the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation says more than 375,000 were filed as of yesterday. The total for estimated losses has reached more than $3 billion, which is already up from Wednesday's forecast. The state agency expects claims to continue to steadily rise as residents and businesses assess damages from the Category 4 storm. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Bobby, more than a million Facebook users' login information may have been compromised. That according to Meta today. Researchers for Meta say that more than 400 malicious apps this year were designed to steal login information. Apparently, these apps were available on Android and iOS. They were listed in app stores as games, photo editors, or even health services. And you know that button where it lets you log in with Facebook? Well, they used that and then apparently stole usernames and passwords. Meta says it's reported the apps. They've been taken down, but more than a million people could have had their information compromised. You see a lot of that anymore.
Well, yeah, I was just covering that last segment, that there's a massive, well, not necessarily that, but there's a massive cybersecurity attack right now on healthcare networks that's going on. And I mean, that's it's the new battle is cybersecurity. And that includes for our individual selves. You know, I don't know anybody who hasn't had their identity stolen, who has not had their identity stolen.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, I've had it twice where all of a sudden there's a charge on my account. I'm like, I didn't buy something from that website, you know, and
that is never a pleasant surprise.
Not a pleasant surprise. No. So have you had that happen before then, I guess?
No, I've had it happen several times over the years. Not lately. I probably need to find something wood to knock on around here or something. But yeah. I had it happen probably once a year for the longest time, like where my cards would get, the numbers would get out there somehow. And you can't really avoid it because they hack into the stores and things like that and just get massive lists of card numbers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things too, is like with passwords, I've been guilty of the past of having fairly easy passwords that you could guess. And then I changed them, but I changed them all to the same thing. So it's like, I have like 100 different websites with all the same passwords. So, and somebody's like, well, you should use a different one for every, I would never remember them in that case. So I have started doing it where they're saved. And like Apple has a thing, I can't remember what they call it, like the file vault or something like that. I can't remember what it's called. But Apple has a way where the passwords are saved. The problem is every now and then I will come across a website that the website doesn't recognize the password that Apple saved. And I have no idea what it is because I use like these super hard long ones. So I'm like, I don't know. So forgot password, I guess. And then you have to go through like 10 steps for forgot password now. It's like a nightmare.
You're trying to remember your third grade teacher, the street you grew up on, all that stuff, yeah.
Oh, I just make up gibberish now. I just make up gibberish. And like, gibberish, whatever, save it. And so I'll never know what it is because I just like literally just like scan, like I just rub my hands across the keyboard and like, there you go. That's the password. Save it.
Good luck.
Good luck with that one. Gracie, what about yourself? You had any identity theft situations?
Yeah, I've had it where like the bank is like your number is in a list of a million people that got it. But usually I get the notification that someone tried to hack you, but there wasn't enough money, so they couldn't. Oh. So usually that's what happens for me. But hasn't happened in a while. So hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully that's good. I've also noticed it seems like I've been getting robocalls again, even though I have my number on Do Not Disturb, Do Not Call list and everything like that. Between hacker, I mean, it makes me just think that they must be hackers too. Like they just don't care. So it's it's just the world we live in now. We all have to pay attention to it. By the way, speaking of Hurricane Ian relief, Tervis, they're the one that makes those plastic tumblers, like the double walled, insulated plastic tumblers. They're now selling one with logos that are basically to help out with hurricane relief. For Hurricane Ian. And so Casey DeSantis announcing a partnership with Tervis to raise money for hurricane relief. It has a new design with Florida imagery on it. And all the proceeds from the sale of this newly designed tumbler will go towards the Florida Disaster Relief Fund, which, of course, you've heard us talking about as well, that you can go to the floridadisasterfund.org to make a donation. But you can also text in disaster to 20222 in order to make a donation that way, and any amount helps. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roadways are looking good this Friday afternoon with I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Really nothing to slow you down on Highway 90 as well. You will see a little bit of traffic on 9 Mile Road near 29, but other than that, we're looking good. And then typical afternoon slowdowns throughout Pace and Milton. That's going to be at Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction and Milton, downtown Milton, heading westbound over Blackwater River. See something else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. That is the traffic line. And this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. What are the top Halloween candies? Top five Halloween candies, according to experts. Experts. We'll talk about that next. Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. According to experts, and these are like writers of Delish and The Thrillist and people like this. These are the top five Halloween candies. So Starburst, they're sweet, chewy, just about the right size. Some colors are better than the others, though. Experts love the pink, but and they said it wouldn't make the list, though, if it was filled with just the orange ones. Snickers came in number four. It's the easiest of the, easily the hardiest of all the candy bars. Nougat, caramel, nuts, and chocolate represent pretty much every candy food group right there. Number three is Sour Patch Kids. First they're sour, then they're sweet. There's a palatable chewiness, but they won't get stuck in your teeth. Number two, this one actually surprises me, Twix. As texture goes, Twix bars hit the right note every time. Never too dry, never too chewy, never too creamy. And numero uno is not a surprise, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yeah, 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 Gracie liked that one. Many candy experts rank Reese's high on their list for the perfect size and perfect packaging for giving away for Halloween. So there you go. In case you're looking to get some Halloween candy here pretty soon, that might help you out just a little bit. I saw this as it comes to foods, I guess. Researchers in Belgium say they figured out a way to make beer taste better. Apparently, beer was made differently back in before the 1970s, and they figured out a way to get it to taste like it used to taste pre-1970s, which is just a little bit better than what it is today.